Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. And class, I was just talking with Jason, and I mentioned that one of the neat things that we have here at the farmhouse, like we heard a commercial for Dr. Joel Wallach's products, and I mentioned that Dr. Joel Wallach was here at the farmhouse, and so was Rich Sheehan and Dr. Shealy and Captain John Reagan and a whole bunch of our instructors and over time. And I've asked each one if they could sign this. It's probably 18 inches by 24 inches. It's a very, very heavy cardboard textured white ivory poster board. And you would paint on it if you're, you know, watercolor painter. And Rich Sheehan, and it's all signed, and it's the neatest thing. It's USA Prepares for those who have been to the farm. You remember that, Rich?
I apologize, Vince. I don't remember that. It was a pretty busy week when we were there with the symposiums and the talks we had to give, and you know, mm-hmm. a lot of questions afterwards. And it was really fun getting together at your place with all the speakers. I mean, there was some great, great people there. And, yeah, I'll never forget the experience, but I just don't remember signing the cardboard. Sorry about that.
Well, that's okay. I can send you a picture of it. So
that'd be great.
Add it to your collection. Rich, you know, we were talking privately, and one of the things that was really astonishing is the number of deaths related to the kill shot, the clot shot, the genocide shot, the vaccine, whatever people want to call it. Would you care to talk about that with our class and let our class know what the numbers really might be?
Yeah, I'll start with healthcare, as I often have recently. And folks, I just want to let you know, I'm not really crazy about going boom, 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 boom with statistics all the time. I enjoy having a little conversation with Vince. I enjoy, having a little banter and bouncing things around and talking about especially preparedness in the realm of, you know, I live off grid and raise some animals and hunt and fish and you live with a wood cook stove and, you know, have a big garden. I harvest edible medicinal plants. I love talking about that stuff. The reason why I'm talking about healthcare in general, especially the vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, and election fraud, because these are the two things, and I talk, and I have a lot of general information as well, which I usually discuss towards the end of the program, but, you know, I feel that the reason why I do this, folks, is because I feel that this winter is going to make or break America, okay? And like Vince was talking about, there's so many deaths, there's so many heart attacks and strokes and lung embolisms and aneurysms and amputations and myocarditis. I mean, the list that we've given, all published articles in the public domain, and I do my best to validate and verify its authenticity. So what Vince is talking about is regarding VAERS data. That's one of the things that I've discussed over time. But the VAERS data, folks, is extremely inaccurate, and I've given so many different articles regarding that. VAERS data is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And a Harvard study, and I've mentioned this before, a Harvard study says that VAERS data is reporting maybe 1% at best. talking about, let's just take deaths. They talk about all the adverse events, but let's just take deaths regarding the VAERS data. If they're reporting 1% at best, they're admitting to 17,000 and change. So what's 1%? How do you get 100%? You have to times it or multiply that times 100. So you add two zeros, right? Remember multiplication? So you add two zeros to 17,000. What does that come to? It comes to 1,700,000 deaths. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about ideas and solutions over the years. You know, I know I'm being a little redundant here. I've talked about, you know, self-sufficiency, preparedness schools. You know, we need to have ideas and solutions conferences and meetings and clubs and movements, public forums, citizen review boards. You know, we need to have practice what you preach laws. We need to create lists of brave 300 people after King Leonidas, of course, and the brave Greeks. We need to create brave 300 lists and then another one, then another one, then another one that shows that patriots who were speaking up, who should be judged by patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Of course, courage is the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. But when I talk about practice what you preach laws, folks, we have to remember all the people who aren't practicing what they're preaching, who are telling us to take the jab. And at the same time, they're saying, well, I'm not going to take it. So let me give you a short list on that, okay? I just want you to do a little math in your head, okay? Congress and their staff, which is over 12,000 people, and this comes from Dr. Jane Ruby, by the way, and I've mentioned a lot of these statistics before as well, but she is a physician who's incredibly intelligent, an absolute patriot, and she was on the Stu Peters Show. So I'm gleaning some of her information. The CDC and the FDA and all of their staff, that's over 30,000 people, they are exempt from the jab. The White House, over 600,000 U.S. Postal Service workers. So I guess that's their barter for rigging the 2020 elections, right, folks? Which is the true insurrection. How about HHS employees? You know what that is? Health and Human Services. 80,000 plus. Are you doing the math here, folks? And next, almost 3 million illegal unvetted immigrants are exempt from the jab. And they're getting packets of cash, credit cards, places to stay, and packets of ivermectin. And I have an article here somewhere where President Trump thinks that there's over 10 million illegal unvetted immigrants coming to this country, mostly military age men. Now, speaking of military age, who else is exempt from the jab? 8 million Chinese exchange students. I want you to think about that. How come all the people that work for these big pharma have liability immunity and they're exempt from the jab? How come there's so much information about China infiltrating the U.S. at every angle, from ports to illegal unvetted immigrants, and there's information that they have also infiltrated the FDA and Pfizer? Why is the deal with Pfizer and these big companies, why are our military bases in the contract for the vaccines? Nothing is what it appears to be. See, the management, the people, the powers that be are managing by fear. But they're not practicing what they preach, and that's called tyrants. And we have to keep all that stuff in mind. And I'm going to go into, before I go into healthcare, I just mentioned something I want to discuss for a few seconds here, because I said things aren't what they seem to be. Now, I tell you, I try to verify everything I have, Vince, but that some information, pardon me, that came in recently that I have not verified, but other people have, and I want to just make that disclaimer. But it's regarding that Helena Hutchins, who was shot by Baldwin, apparently 4 days before she was shot, she said on a tweet that she was going to take down the Clinton family. Okay, do I have your attention now? Her next movie, she was going to work on a documentary-type film about the Hollywood pedophile rings, and this was being filmed apparently in New Mexico, 30 miles from the Epstein Ranch. Just very interesting coincidences here, from what I've been told. Now, 2 days before the shooting on the set, the real prop master left because they weren't getting paid. Another one shot herself in the foot. I heard all this stuff. Again, unverified. Some of it's rumor. But the executive producer is Alec Baldwin. And apparently then this Helena Hutchins came in, and her husband is some kind of lawyer connected to the Clintons. Apparently he works for this law firm, Latham and Walkham or something like that. I'm going by some notes that have been given to me. And apparently this law firm has been indicted by John Durham. Got your attention? So the police department apparently is investigating Alec Baldwin and a certain Masonic lodge that has connections with all this. So I just wanted to, since I mentioned that comment about things don't always appear to be what it looks like, I wanted to throw some of this information out. Again, pardon my disclaimer, I try to verify everything I say with published articles in the public domain, but I could not do it for the information I just gave. But we'll see where that goes. We're in interesting time, Vince. So, Vince, what I'm going to do is go into healthcare and expand on your question. So, first article, folks. Cyprus, union calls for suspension of rapid testing after toxic substance found. And the substance is ethylene oxide. Pardon me. So, folks, we've talked about this before regarding the testing. And pardon me, I need to have a quick drink. Okay. Thanks for your patience. We've talked about this many, many times before, about the so-called swab tests being dangerous. Here's another article right here. Swab tests contain cancer chemical. Okay. Next, COVID rapid tests is what some of the tests are called, found to contain cancer-causing chemical, ethylene oxide, used for medical sterilization. So if they are requiring testing, folks, in lieu of getting the vaccination, you have to ask yourself, through your reading and research and verification, don't believe anything that I'm saying, that Vince is saying, do your own research to find out if this is true, because you're going to be getting sick from these swabs as well. And we'll return shortly. Thank you for being here.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire. Fire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned the homicide where Alec Baldwin squeezed the trigger and killed the cinematographer, and the relationship to Bill Clinton, the Clinton family. Class, if you type in the word Arkanside on your favorite search engine, A-R-K-A-N-C-I-D-E, it's a contraction of Arkansas and suicide, A-R-K-A-N-C-I-D-E. You'll see a bunch of results that relate to people who have died that were related to, not blood related, but in the circle of the Clinton family. Unbelievable deaths. And Rich just mentioned one involving someone else squeezing the trigger, Alec Baldwin. And if you remember, Jeffrey Epstein was Clinton was involved with Jeffrey Epstein and underage girls and sex trafficking and those kinds of things. And Jeffrey Epstein was in the Metropolitan Correctional Center where he died. And the two guards from the housing unit where he died have been sentenced to 100 hours of community service because they were 15 feet away at their desks, making sure Jeffrey Epstein was okay and alive and well, and they were scheduled every half hour to check on him, and instead they browsed the internet and slept at their desks just 15 feet away. And Tova Noel and Michael Thomas, both black, admitted that they falsified the records from the night of Jeffrey Epstein's death. most people who have a modicum of intelligence don't believe that he hung himself. Most people believe that he was murdered. So type into your favorite search engine, if you choose to do so, Arkansas, and you will see a whole bunch of deaths that will absolutely shock you. I believe the number is over 100 right now. What Rich is saying is breaking information, but it may be accurate, it may not be. But this is how it gets started, and then more and more people do research, and then the truth comes out. Rich?
Yeah. Well, these are all subsets under delegitimizing work, folks, because nobody's doing their job anymore. Again, when you allow the powers that be to make certain people feel entitled to play the victim group status card, and they feel entitled to demand to lower the bars of expectations for a job based on what group you're in, and hard work, proven results, qualifications, etc., no longer matter, what you've done is you've enabled and protected the most corrupt companies, governments, and people in the world. You're giving them liability immunity, and they're giving us back wealth inequality in return, and they're making useful idiots out of the people who are giving them the vote, because they think the aristocracy cares about their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, but what they're really doing is creating divide-and-conquer strategies so they can eliminate the rule of law with precedence, give themselves free lunch with the help of the useful idiots, and basically they control everything by selling to the highest and blackmail. So basically, the people are being deceived by all this deception because nothing is legitimate anymore in this country. Vince, you want to say something?
The reason I mentioned that the two guards, were black was because now, since they are black, the blacks can be blamed for this to further divide this country. Okay, so maybe they were chosen, maybe they were paid to look the other way, and maybe they were presented with the internet so that they could be distracted. Maybe they were set up. Just hypothesizing. I don't know, and Rich doesn't know. But maybe that is the case. So I don't want you to think I'm blaming black people per se. I'm just saying that, boy, wouldn't that be a convenient way to further divide our nation by blaming black people for the death of Epstein-Stein.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the polls open in a select few states across the nation, America is asked once again for the citizens to do their patriotic duty. The one race that is capturing the American people is the gubernatorial race in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe on Monday.
The main reason, folks, I'm running, I want to build the best education. I want every child to have a world-class education here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Republican Glenn Youngkin.
Parents will have choice in our public school system. We will not have a political philosophy in the classroom, and on day one, I will ban critical race theory from being in our schools.
Efforts to pressure Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, to express support for President Biden's massive spending bill prompted him to hold a press conference on Monday. The takeaway, don't rush the package and don't link it to the separate partisan infrastructure bill that has Republican support. Manchin says the Build Back Better bill is done with fuzzy math and will cost taxpayers double the advertised price. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on Monday spelled out why he's not in support of the partisan social spending package. With zero Republican support, Mr. Manchin wants to know how this is going to be paid for, and the details need to be spelled out.
It's time our elected leaders in Washington, all of us, stop playing games with the needs of the American people and holding a critical infrastructure bill hostage. While there's opportunity in the reconciliation of bill that we can all agree on, and we've been talking about this for months. Again, to be clear, I will not support the reconciliation legislation without knowing how the bill will impact our debt and our economy and our country. And we won't know that until we work through the text. For the sake of our country, I am urging all of my colleagues in the House to vote and pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's bipartisan. 69 votes. We worked on that for many, many months. As I've said before, holding that bill hostage is not going to work to get my support of what you want. It's what we should all agree on and work through the process. I'm open to supporting a final bill that helps move our country forward, but I am equally open to voting against a bill that hurts our country. And I've been very clear about that also. And most importantly, hurts every American. Let's work together, and I mean that. Let's all work together on getting a sensible reconciliation package, a package that really strengthens our nation and makes us better and leads the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Watch it. I know there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't you have God here?
Take my...
When you go to
the
TV,
for 2 seconds,
don't
you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. I guess we're talking about survival of the richest. Rich Sheban, back to you.
Okay, folks. I don't know if Vince is on the air right now, but I'm going to chime in because I am not hearing him. Vince, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't hear me, but yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. Would you like me to continue with health care?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, folks. This is really important stuff. Again, these are all published articles in the public domain. Even when I make comments, they have been published articles in the public domain. In other words, they've been proven. Next article, Dr. Joseph McCullough Hospital swamped with patients having blood clots, heart conditions, and suicide injuries. Just think of these poor people who realize what they put in their bodies, and they're trying to end their life. I just want you to think about this. Think about this next article I'm going to mention right here. More More vaccine deaths and injuries reported in 10 months following COVID-19 shots compared to all other vaccines over the past 30 years. I'm going to actually repeat this article, not to be condescending to the listeners, but it's worth repeating. More vaccine deaths and injuries reported in 10 months following COVID-19 shots compared to all other vaccines over the past 30 years. 30. Folks, we've given so much information and shared with you why the powers that be are pushing drugs like remdesivir, where all these whistleblowers came forward and said how this is killing patients, cardiac kidney issues, renal failure, all this information we get in. And Dr. Peter Fleming has recently come out, and he's mentioned two very important points. First of all, these so-called vaccines, which aren't vaccines, are taking oxygen out of the red blood cells. You can actually see them in microscopic pictures. When you take oxygen out of blood, what happens to your O2 count? What happens to the ability to fight cancer? What happens to T cells in your immune system? And he also identified blood clots on film as well. Look, this isn't something that we are making up, people. This is very serious stuff. We've talked about the spike proteins, the autopsies that found the spike proteins, the nanotechnology, some people getting magnetized, the hydrogel, what 5G and electromagnetic radiation are going to do to the people who have taken these. We talk about how this stuff accumulates in tissues and organs regarding the spike proteins. We talked about breakthroughs where people who are the most vaccinated are the ones getting sick, hospitalized, and dying. We've talked about antibody dependency. And think about the word antibody dependent enhancement. Tricking your body thinking that the cell is eating a pathogen when it isn't. Think about this. And for those of you who are concerned about blood clotting, you need to have your doctor give you the D-dimer test. And this really shows what's happening. Okay? Our immune systems, for the people who are taking this jab, are obviously being decreased on a regular basis, and I've given a ton of these articles. What I'm going to do now is read a very disturbing letter from Dr. Michael Yeadon, who's a former Pfizer scientist and VP, and he issued a dark warning regarding the coming dark winter. I'm going to read it as quickly as I can. I desperately want to be wrong. We'd all have a good laugh at my expense, and I'd even lead the charge, but I'm not wrong. At the very best, we've had most governments lying to us for over 20 months. This time caused, or at least contributed, to hundreds of thousands of deaths. At least is the terminology he's using. The world economy has been reshaped, destroying big chunks of the aspirational middle classes as well as their predecessors. Billions of people are somewhere between unstable and clinically insane. Lockdown, masks, business closures, immunity, PCR, vaccines, all lies or severely misleading takes on everything. Little sidebar here. I got to remind you, he worked for Pfizer. He was a head scientist, he's a doctor, and he was a VP. Okay, going back to his letter, the worst part, from my perspective, has been the Soviet-style level of propaganda, suppression, and censorship. Not only main legacy media, but almost the entire Internet is controlled by the perpetrators. Where is this all going? Where is the challenge? Cowards assert it'll get better in its own, pretending it's a natural phenomenon. They're the worst. There's a large group who generally don't know what's going on, a growing number of whom are stirring uneasily. They sense it doesn't all add up. They won't be initiators, but could be recruited by an alternative narrative that's not only plausible, but true. Some others know we've suffered a global coup d'etat, but are pinning their hopes on an outcome that just enforces restrictions. That's just wishful thinking. consider the ambition of this as well as the costs and the risks. I don't believe the return on that can be as limited as restricting our freedoms to fly, eat meat, drive, or whack on the heating whenever we want. So I'm with the catastrophists, people who believe in catastrophe, who think depopulation is by far the most likely. Pardon my sidebar here again. Depopulation. This is a head scientist who worked for Pfizer. Okay, going back to his letter. It's depressing because despite 18 months of attempts to point out the myriad obvious untruths being told, coupled recently with mass scale injuries and deaths, the lies continue thick and fast. I have a strong and I think well-founded fear of a winter of torture. A winter of torture. They're already trailed enough things to be pretty sure some combination of these things are coming. I ask for imaginative help. If you were me, what would you think would be the most effective way to reach a lot of more people? Cheers, Dr. Michael Yeadon. This is why we're doing what we're doing, folks, is because we are trying to give, do the most effective way of the, with the microphones that we have. Okay? Again, all published articles in the public domain. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue with healthcare. I'm going to shortcut my shortcuts here because obviously I'm running out of time and I have a lot of information I want to deliver today. So the next article is hundreds of thousands of COVID vaccine injuries backlogged and not yet entered into the VAERS system. Think about that, folks. We talked about that already. Next, AMA, which is the American Medical Association, which is a little sidebar here, pretty much owned by big pharma, just like most of the three-letter organizations in healthcare. AMA becomes death regime by plotting to ban ivermectin so that more patients die. Think about that, folks. Think about all the countries that I've mentioned to you as per published articles in the public domain that have taken ivermectin. Think about that. Taken ivermectin already, and their death rate and their sick rate and everything has gone down to almost nothing. So I guess all those people who were exempt from the jab, I guess they all believe in natural immunity, huh? But we're not allowed to believe in that. And by the way, a reminder, a couple hundred of Congress people have already taken ivermectin. So no one's practicing what they preach, are they? Next, FDA panel approves Pfizer COVID vax for kids ages 5 to 11. Listen to this second part of this article. Concedes it doesn't know long-term risks to children. Next, CDC demands re-education camps across America to brainwash workers into accepting vaccine death shots. We're living a Nazi Stalin environment right now. Living it lifetime, folks. Next, Dr. Pierre Corey treated 200 members of Congress with ivermectin. Look, when I say something, it's because I've already read and researched it and verified to the best of my ability. I don't make any of this stuff up. Next, an astounding 91 clinical research studies, 91 people, all confirm that natural immunity provides at least the same, if not better, protection than the vaccine. Next, look, we can talk about each one of these articles for an hour. I want to give you as much information as possible. Next, ERs are now swamped with seriously ill patients, but many don't have the COVID. Think about that, people. Is it because they are super spreaders and they're spreading certain type of variants? Or are they so sick because of the news that they're hearing, how they've been played and conned, that when you're under stress, it affects your overall health, your immune system, your zirconia, everything. It affects everything about you and your body. And that's what we're seeing right now. Heck, I even read an article not too long ago that people are smoking more again. That's because of stress. People are taking more drugs. That's probably because of stress. Okay, next. brains, blood vessels of COVID vaccinated found to suffer from clotting. Imagine my shock. We've only given umpteen articles on that. Next, this is very disturbing. Australia prepares to open its borders in order to import the COVID virus that will be spread by the vaccinated people. Super spreaders, folks. This is a bioweapon. Dr. Zelenko said it. Many have said it. Next, the mainstream media and the opponents of us being cured or having safe health, they're saying that ivermectin is a horse dewormer. I'm sure we've all heard that many times by the media. But how come Congress, by the hundreds, have taken it? Next. Comcast colludes with Pfizer to block video ads about horrendous COVID vaccine injuries suffered by a 13-year-old girl. Look, folks, look up Comcast. I did it this morning. Look at all who they own. They're a huge corporation. They own sports teams, media. They're huge. Think about this. They're colluding with Pfizer to block video ads about this poor little girl suffering and her life being changed forever. Next, CDC's Walensky threatens cops who refuse COVID shots, so they'll be sent to re-education camps. This is Nazi stuff, people. We are living Hitler on steroids. Next, CDC caught lying. COVID vaccine kills 15 people for every one life they claim to save. And I don't even know if they can claim they save any. Next, this is very disturbing, people. Buried in an FDA, the Food Drug Administration, hearing, the editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, Dr. Eric Rubin, says, we're never going to learn about this disease unless we start giving the vaccine to people. And I'm paraphrasing. He says, some Democrat out there that says I'm wrong. That's like Nancy Pelosi saying, well, let's pass the bill so we can see what's in it.
We'll be right back.
Disgusting.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us in class. We at USA Prepares are not recommending the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19. However, if you go to Amazon and you type in ivermectin, I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N, you'll find lots of results. It's available on Amazon for $12 a tube, roughly, or more, depending on the quantity purchased. I'm not recommending it. Rich is not recommending it. We're just saying that it's available. Farmers use it all the time to treat their cattle for parasites and worms, etc. And I don't know any farmer who doesn't. So, and it's a poron, it's an injectable, comes in different forms, it's used for horses, and it's very, very inexpensive. It was invented around the 1970s, and there are plenty of articles that will tell you on the internet right now that ivermectin is safe and effective against COVID-19. And there's an article on covid.us.org that says exactly that. But what's happening is some of the studies have increased the dosage to large doses, which have harmed people. But in small doses, it has been reported to be safe for about 50 years. So again, we are not recommending that you do it or not do it. We're just saying you ought to do your own research and learn for yourself what the information that you find lets you to think is true. Rich, any comments?
Well, absolutely. Just like this next article I'm going to mention here, Japan ends vaccine-induced pandemic by legalizing ivermectin. So basically, I'm giving published articles in the public domain. I don't make this stuff up, people. It's up to everything we tell you every time we're on the air. Don't believe a word we say. Read, research, and verify. It's part of judging people by the pick effect, like I always say. Patriotism, intelligence. Intelligence is not just book smarts and college degrees. They're worthless. It's foresight smarts. It's how many hours per day you read and research. It's common sense, logic, and reason. It's nature smarts. It's street smarts. It's a combination of all of the above. So, Vince, if it's okay with you, I'm going to continue with healthcare because I'm running out of time.
Please do.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next article, folks. 70% of COVID-19 deaths both in Sweden and the UK in September were fully vaccinated. Are you hearing this, folks? Fully vaccinated. Next, nanoparticles to contaminate entire food supply under the guise of food safety. So if the powers that be truly want depopulation, which we've talked about by so many experts believe that, just like Dr. Michael Yeadon that I read earlier, you have to start growing your own food. You have to start raising your own animals. You have to start, you know, go to a small farmer and basically say, hey, you got some cows. Can you sell me a pregnant heifer, or can you butcher some meat up for me, and I'll be your clientele? That's what needs to happen. That's what you people need to do, especially if you live in urban, suburban America. You need to go out to the country, talk to small farmers, and say, hey, can you be my farmer? And actually have them put you on their subscription service, okay? Next. Facebook and YouTube censor Brazilian president Bolsonaro for pointing out that COVID vaccines destroy immune system. Well, this is old news, but they're still censoring. See, that's what technology does, folks. Technology has passed the law of diminishing returns. It's basically about censorship, surveillance, setups, propaganda delivery systems, tracking, tracing. That's what it's all about today. So you're going to have to do your own research. Okay, I got to keep moving here. FDA committee members reviewing Pfizer vaccine for children have worked for Pfizer and all have big Pfizer connections. Are you surprised? Next. Most vaccinated Americans will lose immune function by Christmas and start growing tumors that will kill them over the next 10 years. I'm sorry to have to deliver this information to you folks, but we've been talking about this stuff for months and months and months. And again, all published articles in the public domain, not invented by Rich or Vince. Next. Cases plummeted in Indonesia after government authorized ivermectin for treatment. See, here we go again. Again, published articles in the public domain. Next. CDC Nazi-style re-education camps already planned for police and the U.S. government workers who refuse COVID clot shots. Next, Big Pharma now targeting the mentally ill with clot shots that worsen mental illness. Well, if your blood's being clotted, and we've talked about lung embolisms, aneurysms, strokes, heart attacks, any issue that you have, it's going to worsen and compromise that individual. Next, 28-year-old bodybuilder dies unexpectedly 4 days after Moderna vaccine. Next, radio legend dies suddenly 2 months after second COVID jab. Next, student 20 years old gets blood clots, has leg amputated, suffers stroke, and then dies in surgery after second jab.
We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.